It's time to add a couple more tunes to our Georgia playlist. That's our regular series where we ask people to choose two songs they think best represent the Peach State. The rules are simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it can't be one of their own songs. Today's installment comes from Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Sean Mullins.
My first pick for the playlist is Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
LA. For the man,
too much for the man. He couldn't make it,
so he's leaving the life he's come to know.
Jim Weatherly had written the song a couple years before Gladys recorded it, and he had written it as I'm leaving on a midnight plane to Houston. And it was more of a country western take on it. But she and the Pips were in the studio looking at a new record and heard this song, loved it. And being from Georgia, she wanted to change it to Midnight Train to Georgia, giving it a bit of a more Al Green R&B feel and also tagging her hometown and home state. And I thought that was amazing.
Said he's going back.
Going back.
To a simpler place and time. Oh, you see him.
The chorus of this song is so great because she just continues to lift it and lift it and take it to the next level each time through. By the end, it's almost like you're in church. That's one of my favorite parts of the song right there, when the Pips say superstar, but he didn't get far. It's great. Because it hits a little close to home. Well, because a lot of us, you know, we seek this thing. We're not really sure exactly what we're after, but sometimes once you find it, you discover it's not exactly what you want, you know. That sounds like what happens to the character in this song. Or maybe he just really couldn't cut the mustard. It's hard to know. I always thought I could cut the mustard. I just decided I didn't want to on a certain level. Like, it wasn't the way to live my life, you know.
Said he's going back to mine. Ooh, a simpler place and time. Ooh.
Call and answer thing with the Pips, and I love their background vocals and how they go back and forth with the, you know, the train whistle and the whole thing, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful rendition of the song. And when I think of Georgia and Atlanta and music, I think of Gladys Knight. She's one of the best. Probably, I think she should be crowned the queen of soul of the South. My second pick is Kid Fears by Indigo Girls.
Secret staircase, running high, how to hide in place.
I've always loved this song. When the first time I heard them do it live, I remember going, wow, what a haunting melody, and very emotional, and I, at the same time, I didn't know exactly what the song was about. Lyrically, it's kind of cryptic and wild, and I love that about it. Amy really writes that a lot, and I've always really admired that. It's very poetic, and sometimes she doesn't come right out and spell it out for you. You have to think about it a minute.
Your kid is and stones. We know the price now, and innocent will do.
I met Amy Ray when I was 15 years old, and gosh, she was probably 19 or 20. She was at Emory at her first year there, and I was on my way to dropping out of high school. I was having a tough time. I was in a punk rock band and also just really trying to find myself as an artist and a person. Amy came to my school and talked at a career education class. It was some kind of elective I was taking to get out of something else, I'm sure. And she was in there with a Husker Du t-shirt on, you know, and ripped up blue jeans and an old Gibson guitar, and I just thought she was the coolest thing. She could tell I was a kid in trouble, I think, and she ended up writing me this really long letter. I got it a couple of weeks later. It was several pages long and really thoughtful and really caring, and just follow your dreams, and you can do whatever you want to do in this life, and stuff that I hadn't heard a lot of before. So she was really an early influence for sure. I think maybe what the Georgia sound is that it's not just one sound. You know, it's not as easy to define because of where it sits in the country and all of us that are here. Everyone kind of helps to develop the sound, and it changes over time. But I think it all gets put into this wonderful stew, and we all learn and grow from it. And hopefully that's what the Georgia sound really is.
That is singer-songwriter Sean Mullins with his picks for our ever-growing Essential Georgia Playlist. If you have a song that you want to add to the list, or nominate at least, it's very easy. Tweet us at OST Talk or call and tell us, and maybe sing a little at 404-500-9457. Be brave. Sing for us. We welcome it. You can find all of our Georgia Playlist picks at gpb.org/onsecondthought.